Van Stamos, FBI retired, had eaten his gun. According to the powers that be, it had been an accident. Van had gotten hammered one night last week and mistakenly shot himself with the service weapon the Bureau had so generously let him keep after 30 years of dedicated service. Dominic Sheridan wasn't fooled. Van had been walking around occasionally drunk and in charge of a loaded firearm for 4 decades, first as a beat cop and then as an agent. It seemed like a hell of a coincidence the guy suddenly got careless enough to make a hole in the roof of his mouth right after he retired. Dominic pressed his lips together as he and his fellow pallbearers eased the casket onto a pedestal beside the grave. He silently fought the frustration and anger that filled him every time he thought about this kind, decent, hard-working man taking his own life. Dominic should have been there for him. He should have known this might happen. He blinked away searing tears that burned for release. He wanted to walk away and find a dark corner and howl out his grief. But he knew how to hide his emotions better than most. Van had done more to keep him alive and employed in those early days as a new agent than the rest of the FBI combined. Dominic had loved the guy, but was still too pissed or repressed or goddamn screwed up to cry at his funeral. What was worse, Van would have totally understood and forgiven him. He was that good of a person. Sweat beaded Dominic's temple. The fine wool of his black jacket was too heavy for the hot, sticky humidity of a late Virginia summer. His shirt clung to his back, making his skin prickle uncomfortably, the same way his mind itched for answers. The monotonous rumble of the priest's voice competed with the incessant buzz of a deer fly who wanted a piece of him. He ignored them both, the same way he tried to ignore his friend's body laid out in that wooden casket. Right now, it was hard to think about anything else. Dominic had known the transition was going to be hard on a guy who'd been a mover and shaker in his time, who'd helped put away notorious mobsters and violent serial killers. Playing golf and joining the local bridge club was hardly in the same league as keeping America safe. Although Van had assured Dominic he was looking forward to peace and quiet after a long, satisfying career. He'd put in his time, Van had told him with one of those ironic little smiles. And then he'd eaten his own fucking gun. A bead of sweat ran down Dominic's temple and into his starched collar. This was the 3rd funeral in the last year for agents he'd worked with at the New York field office, NYFO. Dominic was fast thinking the most dangerous thing a G-man could do was retire. The fact Van's death had been officially deemed an accident rather than suicide meant Van could be buried with his beloved wife, Jessica. If the diocese had denied Van that right, Dominic would have come down here in the dead of night with some fellow agents, a few good shovels, and moved the damn casket himself. A woman's voice cut through the service, angry and sharp. It punctured the somber atmosphere the way a shard of glass pierced flesh. Dominic recognized Special Agent Ava Canis arguing with Supervisory Special Agent SSA Raymond Aldrich, the man who'd become her boss upon Van's retirement. Realizing she'd caught people's attention, the agent lowered her voice. Judging from her body language, though, she was doubling down on her argument with her boss. Her jaw was iron hard, body tense, pale fingers gripping the material of her black blazer so hard that her knuckles gleamed. Dominic narrowed his eyes. He'd been introduced to Canis at Van's farewell party a couple of months ago. She was a rookie agent in her first office assignment, FOA. And looked young even for that. She'd worked with Van at the Fredericksburg Resident Agency in Virginia, Van's final posting, and they appeared to have been close. His old friend and mentor had had only good things to say about the woman, but then, even before his wife's death, Van had always been a sucker for a pretty face. Dominic liked to form his own opinions and hadn't had the chance nor reason to assess Canis's capabilities. He'd been busy catching up with Van and other old friends. Many were also here today. Nobody felt much like partying. The younger agent hadn't stuck around for glory days or good old boy stories. Dominic didn't blame her. She grabbed Aldrich's arm. Her boss tried to pull away, but she wasn't letting go. Damn it. They were about to cause a scene. Dominic excused himself from Van's 2 grown-up daughters and went to head off the brewing confrontation.